is great. I'm so proud of my Asian people. There's so much excellence out there going on, a lot of people representing. It's never been a better time to be Asian. I say this every year, I know. But truly, this is our time. I mean, come on, we got BTS now. Come on. That's us, that's our people, they're doing it. I'm so proud of them, man. Biggest band in the world, probably ever since the Backstreet Boys, and they don't even have to speak English. I love my BTS, man. Even white people know BTS now. That's progress. That's progress. I had a 15-year-old white kid come up to me trying to explain to me the different members of BTS. He was like, oh, this is Jungkook. He's kind of like the lead singer. And that's Jimin. He's really cool. And he also raps. I'm like, dude, they look the same to me. I didn't want to say it. I couldn't say it as an Asian person. But they all just look like me with pink hair. I can turn the whole show to a BTS concert right now. All right? Yeah, this is Jimmy. This is Jimin right here. You don't know. You have no. You don't know. You don't know. Smooth like butter. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. I love my people, man. I love BTS. You guys probably heard in the news, they gotta go to mandatory Korean army. Right? The most popular people in the world. They gotta go sign up for Korean military. That's some gangster shit. Imagine how scared you'll be when you encounter BTS on the battlefield. You're in battle, you're already kind of shook. You're in a field of grass, and a little puff of pink hair just pops up. You're like, yo, what the fuck was that? Is that a unicorn? And then six more pink hair pop up. You're like, we're surrounded! And the last thing you see is just this. That's some gangster shit. I'm proud of my people, man. I'm proud of my people. You know, a lot of great representation out there. I see some of you guys still wearing your masks. I still wear my mask. No shame in that, right? It's all good. It's all good. I wear my mask not because I think I'm going to get sick, but because I just don't want to talk to anybody anymore. But I'm still surprised. When people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, Jimmy? I'm like, how did you know? How did you know? How many other Asian guys did you go up to before it happened to be me? You don't know. You don't know. Underneath this mask, I could be Awkwafina. You don't know. And look, I'm not saying that all Asian people look alike, okay? I'm just saying that me and Awkwafina look alike. And we both look like we should be in BTS. Love all the representation out there, man. But it's not just celebrities. I'm very proud of the everyday people out there representing. That's the important part, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm very happy for this one particular person. I'm really happy for that old Chinese lady in Chinatown who's been wearing a mask since 1995. Her life just suddenly made sense. Before the mask mandate, everybody looked at her as like, ew, why is she wearing a mask? That's so random. She's not random, she's a fucking trailblazer, okay? She started wearing a mask, now everybody has to wear a mask. She's like the Kendall Jenner of Chinatown. She must have been so happy when this mask mandate happened, just laughing at everyone. It's like, look at you idiots. I told you to put on a mask. No, the CDC follows me. She was prepared. She didn't just have a mask. She had gloves on from when she's driving. She had the full face shield that comes down looking like Daft Punk. That's my girl right there, man. Asian people, we're ready for this shit. Social distancing, we've been doing that for centuries. We don't like all that hugging and touching and all that. You know, when we see each other, just a nice bow. That is socially distanced. If you're really Asian, you ever see two really Asian people, it turns into a bowing contest to see who's more respectful, to see who can bow lower and more away from each other until you just fold it in half and you go home. That's social distancing, people. right. That's right. If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's everybody should be a little more Asian. I don't like going outside anymore. Too many crazy people, too many weirdos. One time I went to this dive bar in a military town, San Diego, big military town. I love my military, okay? But I think sometimes, but I think sometimes military people get a little too passionate, you know? Thank you. Exactly, my point right there. Thank you. I love military, but they're just too passionate. Like I was at a dive bar, this one military brother came up to me who was just like, hey man, I wanna buy you a drink. I'm like, no, thank you. I can buy my own drink. Thank you. He's like, no, I want to buy you a drink. So at this point, I thought either he wanted to take a selfie or he wanted to fuck me. So I'm like, no, sir, I think I can buy my own drink. And he started telling me his whole life story. He's like, you don't understand. I want to buy you a drink because I was stationed in Okinawa for 4 years. And you guys have been nothing but nice to me. I'm like, you guys. Okinawa's in Japan. I'm Chinese, sir. And he's like, it doesn't matter, man. It doesn't even matter. I'm like, sir, I think it does matter, right? I'm pretty sure the only reason you were stationed in Japan was to keep an eye out on Chinese people like me. It does matter. He was like, it doesn't even matter, man. I still love pad thai, okay? Maybe that guy run into BTS on his next tour, who knows? My point of saying all of this is Asian people, we don't all look alike. We don't all sound alike. You know, we don't even do anything alike. We're just people, you know? Right? Like everybody's different. Thank you, white lady. Thank you. Thank you, one white lady. Appreciate it. Thank you. She teaches magnet school down the street. A lot of Asian students. So tonight, I want to offer you guys an advanced lesson on how to tell Asian people apart, okay? Yeah, that's right. I'm so good at telling Asian people apart, I don't even need to look at you. I can tell you what kind of Asian somebody is by the sound they make when they're disappointed. Because disappointment is our strongest emotion. Whenever we get disappointed, our ancestor just comes out. And you can't hide that, you know? Like, for example, I'm Chinese. I know Chinese people very well, okay? When Chinese people get disappointed, we're just disgusted. We don't even want to look at you. When you disappoint a Chinese person, they're just like, oh, you. Shh. Like, they just walked into a smoky room and they got to clear it. Just like, shh. See, that's Chinese people. Japanese people, when Japanese people get disappointed, they just want to know why. They ask you a question. When a Japanese person gets disappointed, they're just like, eh? Eh? And that's it. You can go disappoint a Korean person. I wouldn't recommend that. This Korean brother might fuck you up, okay? Korean people are intense, they're ready to fight. But they're my favorite type of people because they're very emotionally honest. A Korean person will let you know when they're disappointed. They're real guttural with it, you know what I mean? When you disappoint a Korean person, they're like, ooh! Shiba! But they're still very Asian, so they're still real polite. They'll thank you with that. And they're like, ooh! Shiba imida! I don't even speak Korean. But I watch Squid Games. You know what I mean? Love that show. See, that's great representation. Number one TV show in the world, man. And they just spoke their native tongue. That's representation right there, man. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. That's right. That's right. But I'm most proud of the fact that I finally have an easy Halloween costume. Some of you guys don't understand the struggle of an Asian guy when it comes to Halloween. Our outfits are limited. I was Bruce Lee for 6 years. But this last year, I had the best Halloween costume. All I did, I went to Amazon, got like a matching like tracksuit, put 3 numbers on my chest, and I found myself an Indian friend. It was a It was such a great Squid Game costume. Somebody came up to me and was like, oh my God, you look just like the girl in Squid Games. I was like, oh, Shiva! Mida. I'm proud of all the representation out there, man. Yeah, that's right. Have you guys seen the show Silicon Valley? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was my first big break, man. I was so grateful to be a part of that show. But that was a few years ago, and I always felt like I was the only Asian person representing, right? I felt so much weight on my shoulder. Like every year, we got very lucky. We get nominated for an Emmy, so we get to go to a great ceremony. But every year, we knew we were gonna lose. Because all the good shows have front row seats, you know? Veep, Game of Thrones are all here. We're way the fuck in the back by the exit sign. But it's okay. Win or lose, I was there to represent. I made sure I made my round, say hi to everyone, so they know there's Asian presence, you know? That's right. So one year after we lost, everybody left, I walked down the front row to say hi to some of my favorite actors. And I saw some of them. I'm like, oh my God, that's Emilia Clarke. That's Khaleesi. That's Jon Snow over there, you know? And then there's Rachel Brosnahan. Do you guys know who she is? Yeah. I love her. She plays the marvelous Miss Maisel. Great show, right? It's an awesome show. And I did a movie with her a few years ago, so I decided to say hi. I was like, oh my God, Rachel, it's so great to see you. Congratulations on everything. And she was like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay, she probably just forgot who I was. I'm like, look, we did a movie like 6 years ago called Patriots Day. You were awesome in that movie. I just want to congratulate you on everything you've done so far. And she was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I'm like, oh, really? Is the marvelous Miss Maisel a bitch? But I wasn't gonna act out of pocket. I was there to represent. So I was very nice. I was just like, oh, it's okay. You just don't remember. Anyways, I just want to congratulate you for all the nominations on Marvelous Miss Maisel. You're awesome. And she was like, oh, I'm not Rachel Brosnahan. I'm Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld. And I was like, holy shit. I'm the racist person here. I think all white people look alike. Everybody in the front row was judging me. Jon Snow was staring me down. I'm like, you're a bastard. You can't even stare. And I didn't know what to do, right? I was profusely sweating. My face was flush red. So I was just like, oh my God, I am so sorry. But either way, it's so nice to meet you. My name is Awkwafina. And then I just... That's right. That's why it's good to have other representation out there. Asian people, we don't all look alike until we need to. You guys know the rule when you come into the house, you take your shoes off, right? You're like, we all know that. Yeah, yeah. But our feet actually never touch the floor. Because when you take your shoes off at the house, we got 2 pair of house shoes ready for you. And then when you walk outside, we got 2 pair of Crocs ready for you. And then when you come back in the bedroom, we got 2 other pair of slippers that we stole from a hotel in Vegas. We're ready. Our feet never touch the floor. We got baby soft feet. I think Asian people, our most natural love language is acts of service, right? That's what our parents did to us. They might never say, I love you, but they did a lot of nice things for us. Every night, I don't care how busy my parents were, they'll come home and make a 5-course meal. That's love right there, right? Yeah, give it up for them. Yeah, give it up. That's right. In our culture, food is love. I love cooking for my girl. We love cooking together. Food is love. That's why I hate watching all these reality cooking shows where they make food so freaking stressful. like all these guys with aggressive tattoos, and they're just sweating in the kitchen. They're like, yes, chef, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, it's still raw, and they're just making fucking scallops. There's two items on the menu, and they can't even handle that shit. You go to any Chinese restaurant, there's about 485 items on the menu. And there's one dude back there in the kitchen. He's not even a chef, he's somebody's uncle from Hong Kong. And he knows how to make everything in under 30 seconds. That guy's the real hero, you know what I mean? He got a yellow wife beater that he brought from the old country. Just chilling near the wok, cigarette in his mouth, just like, he's a gangster, man. And he just cusses casually in Cantonese. Just like, any of you guys speak Cantonese here? Couple of you guys. I was born in Hong Kong. That's my first language. I love that language, right? I think it's the most fun language to speak because it's the most fun language to cuss in. In Cantonese, you can just like low-key casually cuss. Like you go to Chinatown, you see like a nice old man walk by. He would just be like, ah, diu lei lo mo ham ga chan. Right, that sounds really nice, right? But what he actually said was like, oh, fuck your mother and hope your whole family dies. That's Cantonese, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it, man.